basketball star LeBron James is about to pass a major NBA milestone. Tonight, when he takes the court for the Los Angeles Lakers, he'll need just 36 points to become the sport's all-time scoring leader. In a recent interview with ESPN, James confessed he's never really cared about setting the record, which is held by the legendary Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
I've never said I wanted to lead the league in scoring, or for sure never said I wanted to be the all-time leader in scoring. That's never been like a dream of mine, and to sit here and actually be on the brink of it happening, this is, it's pretty crazy.
Well, for more on this big moment in basketball history, I'm joined by NBA writer and Boston University lecturer A. Sherrod Blakely. Sherrod, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Good to be here.
So explain to us just how big a moment this is for the NBA. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's record is, wait for it, 38,387 points, and that was once thought to be insurmountable. So how big of an accomplishment will this be for LeBron James?
Well, I think you have to first look at the fact that that record that we're talking about has been solidified for nearly four decades. And so for LeBron to be on the cusp of etching his name atop that list is incredible, particularly when you look at just the trajectory of his career, which has been one in which LeBron's greatest strength has been his versatility to do a little bit of everything. LeBron did not come into the NBA as a guy that you would target as a potential all-time great scorer. He has always shown the ability to be a scorer, but really his scoring has come in a flow of the game and in a flow of winning. And it's I think LeBron isn't the only one that's surprised that he has achieved this monumental milestone.
Yeah, well, I mean, we know to his fans he's King James, but what are other people, players, former stars, saying about this moment?
Well, I think there's a great appreciation for the way LeBron has gone about doing it. You know, when you think about scoring, particularly in the NBA, you think about guys just chucking up shots and just trying to get numbers, and LeBron has never really been about that. Before I came to Boston, I was in Detroit, and he was in Cleveland when he first came into the league, so I saw him regularly, and the thing that always impressed me the most about LeBron was that he was one of those guys that you didn't realize how dominant a scorer he was until you see the final box score, because in the flow of the game, he was just giving the game what it needed at that particular moment. Mm. And end of the night, you know, he's got 25, 30 points, and it seemed very effortless on his part.
Mm. Very consistent. You know, I wonder how much you think the record really matters to him. We just heard him be pretty understated about him. Do you think he'd rather his Lakers, who are kind of struggling again this season, have a winning season?
Oh my goodness, yes. The one thing about LeBron that he has made abundantly clear to anyone and everyone is that he wants to win. That's why he left Cleveland the first time to go to Miami. That's why he left there to go, you know, to back to Cleveland and to LA. The focus has always been, and I think it always will be, on finding ways to win. And for LeBron, this season has been, you know, it's been a bittersweet time for him, because you love the fact that he's getting his flowers now as one of the all-time greats to play the game. But at the same time, his team, they're not very good. And that's something that there's nothing that he's been able to do to reverse that. Because if you look at his numbers this year, the numbers that LeBron is putting up now are kind of like those bottles and bottles of wine he has in his cellar. They just get better over time. And he has been that this season. The numbers he's putting up now, the kind of numbers you don't expect someone who should be kind of in the sunset of their career to be doing.
Yeah. You know, one of the details that I love about both him and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, whose record he's set to overtake, is that they both really believe in yoga and invested in yoga as part of their basketball performance. Now, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar will be at the game against Oklahoma City tonight. Do you think the record will get broken tonight?
Yes, I think he'll take care of it tonight, and I think he's too close to not get it done tonight. And the point that you made about the yoga, I think it's important, because when you have the kind of career trajectory that LeBron has had, there are different types of legacies that individuals leave. One legacy that he is going to leave, I think, that stands out is the way he's been able to take care of his body over an extended period of time. You know, Kareem had the sky hook. You know, Michael Jordan had the athleticism playing above the rim. LeBron has really laid the groundwork for athletes, particularly NBA players, to invest heavily in maintaining their body so that they can have these long, sustainable 10, 15, 20-year careers.
Yeah, so sure, the big question, if he does break the record, does that literally make him the best player?
I think for those who are in the LeBron is the GOAT conversation fan club, it does. But I think there's always going to be a little bit of skepticism and questions about LeBron as far as whether or not he is the all-time greatest player, because it's a very subjective topic. But certainly this will only strengthen the argument that LeBron James is indeed the best player to ever play the game.
NBA writer and Boston University lecturer A. Sherrod Blakely. Sherrod, thank you so much for coming into the studio.
No problem. Thank you.